We're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order and ask you to please rise for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hearing devices are available. Hearing devices are available on each side of the podium. Board chambers are T-coil compatible for hearing devices. And public comment today will be open for listed agenda items only. There is no general public comment period for matters not on the agenda today. With that, we are going to move on to the swearing-in ceremony, and I'm going to open the floor for any public comment on this item. Seeing none, we will close public comment. I'm going to ask Clerk Recorder Tommy Gong to swear in the following individuals. County Board of Supervisor, District 2, Bruce Gibson. Supervisor, District 4, Lynn Compton. Assessor, Tom Bordenaro. Come on down into the front.
And Mr. Chairman, if I might delay slightly, I believe my mother is on her way up from the garage, and if I got sworn in without her, I'd be in a heap of trouble.
The chairman's prerogative,
sir. I
certainly
you got it.
You got it.
Having in the corner.
As a son of a strong mother, I know exactly what we're dealing with. We're going to move on then to just county elected officials, the countywide ones. Assessor Tom Bordenaro, Auditor, Controller, Treasurer, Tax Collector, and that's the acting James Hamilton. Come on forward. Sheriff Ian Parkinson, DA Dan Dow, and the Superintendent of Schools, Jim Brescia. We'll start with those folks.
If I can have you over here and facing out for the audience.
No, thank you.
One of my favorite things. And that is the room. It's one of you, yes. Okay, great. So if I could have you all raise your right hand, okay, and then repeat after me, I, and state your name.
I, Tom Bordenaro.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
That I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Great. Congratulations.
Okay, I would now like to ask members of the County Board of Supervisors, Supervisor District 2, Mr. Bruce Gibson, to come forward, and Supervisor for District 4, Lynn Compton, to be sworn in.
Okay, very well. Okay, repeat after me. I, and state your name. Raise your right hand. Thank you.
I, Bruce Gibson.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the state and the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Mr. Gong, are there any of the judges today?
I don't believe that.
Okay. Then we have one item on the consent agenda today, and then we will adjourn. And this is a request to adopt an amendment to the Board of Supervisors' rules and procedures. He was sick. So, and reorganization to elect Supervisor Arnold as chairperson, Supervisor Hill as vice chairperson for the calendar year 2019 term, all districts. I'd like to open that floor to public comment on this one consent item. With that, seeing none, I'm going to close that and ask each board member if they have any comments or questions on this consent item.
Not on this item, sir, and I'll move its approval.
Okay. So with that, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I don't have a second.
Okay. Ms. Compton will second that. And so we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, call the question. Ask the clerk to call the roll.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Ms. Compton?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
And Mr. Pichon?
Yes. With that,
if we might,
certainly.
Mr., a couple of comments on the starting of a new cycle here. I'd greatly appreciate the chair's indulgence, if I might. I'm very happy and excited to be here today to start another phase in our joint adventure here. And as I got ready for today, I was reflecting a bit on comments that I heard from former Governor Brown back in May, where he said, you know, the longer that he's been in the business of public service, the more problems he identifies. And he came to the conclusion that it wasn't actually possible to solve all these problems. And that the best we should strive for is to manage our shared lives together as best we can. And I've taken that to heart and thought a lot about that in the months since I've heard it and realized, you know, we're not going to solve the problem of some people slipping into homelessness. We're not going to solve the problem of some people becoming addicted. But we have to be here to do everything we can to help our fellow human beings manage these situations. And in particular, the emphasis to me is on our shared responsibility to do this. And I think I'm confident, I'm optimistic that working together, we will be able to work as colleagues, as government agencies, with nonprofits, with businesses, with the individuals in our community. And I can't begin this term in office without also noting that there's significant change ahead. Personally, for me in particular, in the way I come to do my job. I think most of you in the room know that my legislative assistant, Sherry McKee, has now retired. Her last day with the county was Friday. And that caps 28 and a half years of extraordinary service to this county and to its citizens, 12 of them as my legislative assistant in District 2. Her skill, her commitment, her caring are absolutely legendary. And I would normally be panicked about this going forward without her, except for two things. first and most importantly is I get to share the rest of my life with her. And in her retirement, you will start to hear her introduce herself as Sherry Gibson, which makes me exceptionally grateful and exceptionally proud. And secondly, her replacement is an exceptional gentleman by the name of Blake Fixler, who's here to be introduced to you. Blake has had a number of years of service with the county in a couple of different positions, and I know that he's going to do a tremendous job, primarily because he's been schooled by the best. And know that she's watching, Blake. We've got great internet connection at home, and I'm going to be judged as you are going to be judged. So let me just finish by saying I'm again, very excited to move forward into the coming year, into the coming term. I do so with the support of three extraordinary women who are sitting in the front row, my mom, Jane, my wife, Sherry, and my mother-in-law, Shirley McKee. For their love and support, I am incredibly grateful and happy to be here, and I thank you for the indulgence, Mr. Chairman.
You bet. Thank you. Supervisor Compton?
And I'll be brief because I know everybody wants to go to lunch. So I just want to say I'm looking forward to serving the next 4 years. The past four have flown by. I've enjoyed serving the public and working with my constituents. And it seems like it's been the blink of an eye the last 4 years. And I have my two girls are here, and they were not even in high school when we started this, and they're going to be graduating and leading their own lives in a few short months. So it's really flown by. For those of you that know, this past month has been very, very bittersweet for me, and I'm going to try not to cry and get through this, but my father passed away 2 weeks ago, and they were sitting in the front row last time, drove all the way here from Indiana at age 91, and I do know right now he is looking down from heaven and giving me the thumbs up. So anyway, thank you all for showing up today, and I'm keeping it short.
Okay.
With that, we congratulate everybody. Welcome on board, and thank you all for what you're going to do for our county. And with that, we adjourn today. The next meeting will be on Tuesday, January 15th at 9 a.m. Thank you very much.